The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Me'a brachos, b'ilchos ha'oreach. Shalom, today we're going to speak about b'ilchos ha'oreach. Chazal made a special bracha for different types of hanor. And there's a chiddush that they also made for the hanor hareach. In other words, the hanor of eating, that is the biggest hanor that we have, both by the pleasure that we get out of it and also by the toelis, the gain, the nutrition we get out of it. A person can't live without food. And therefore, it's definitely something deserving of a bracha. We know that we don't make a bracha on every single hanor that we have. You see something that looks nice, we hear something that you like, you don't make a bracha on it. It's true, there are certain brachas of certain specific things that people see, but those are not for the beauty of it, the fact that they have a very powerful effect on us, like thunder and lightning. Or if you hear good news, sometimes you make a shechiyonu. But on the pleasure of the hearing and the seeing, we do not make a bracha. The pleasure of smelling is considered a high level of pleasure. The Gemara says that the pleasure of reach is something shana shoma nenis. Achidish. Something that the shoma has, I know from, if you think of it, in this respect, it's different than the food. Because the food is something that guf is lacking and the food needs. So the guf is nene from the food. The food gets something out of the food. And the fact that it has a pleasure makes it a better and more enjoyable experience. It also gives us more of a desire to eat. The yadua, the people that, rahman al-islam, they have some disease and their taste buds don't work. They can't taste anything. They don't have a desire to eat. Part of what gives us the cheshek seed is the fact that is a pleasant experience. But smelling is better than something that does not help us in any way. We're not lacking the smell. That's the pshat, that the guf is not getting anything out of it. And Chazal in Kol Zeh when we're stuck in a bracha on it, because it's a special extra chayin v'chesed that Hashem gave to mankind, that we have smell and we can enjoy the smell. You can ask me, what do you mean I'm saying give a gift to mankind? You know that animals and even insects can smell, and some of them have a much more powerful push there, ability to smell than us. Everyone knows that dogs can smell much better than human beings. They go between 100 and a few hundred times more delicate sense of smell. There are animals that even more than dogs. I saw that bears have smell something some kilometers away. Small creatures, you do know that moths have a very strong smell, sense of smell. The mate gives out a certain smell. It could be also a very far distance. We also know that a kilometer away, and they could detect those minute particles that are going through the ear. They don't even have noses at the most. They smell through the antennas. But the Maisa, it's true that every creature, whether it be land creatures or fish, some fish also have a very strong sense of smell also. But it's different than what we have. By them, it's a function of their existence. It's something necessary for them to get what they need. Serving, their eating, or their reproduction. That's all it is. It's not something that's a pleasure for them, but they react to it. So beer smells some carcass a few miles away, so he's so sensitive that he can travel to the point. If a fish smells something, or a bird smells something, or even a moth, it's either for getting the food, or for reproduction, or territory, It's just a function of their existence. It's not something that's there for pleasure. For humanity, this smell was given to us for none of the above. It was given for us. So Hashem wants us to have pleasure. And that's why we have a bracha on it, because it's something special that Hashem gave us. And Movan, the brachas are, you know, the different brachas we have. But it is very something, which is a bracha for something that has a good smell, that is growing on an asif, something that doesn't last from 1 year to the next. You have to replant it every year. Asif is something, with something that grows on a bush or on a tree, like roses, rosemary, and all these different types of spices. And mina b'salmon, which today the minigah, the Ashkenaz are called upon them, is to make it on clothes, or there's some type of ground to some of a bunch of different minim together. They have a combined smell. Whatever it is, that there is a chazal on the second of bracha, in the gift of the mayor brachas, in the course of the regular day, we don't need to come out to these brachas because we have enough brachas. But there are times, Shabbos and Yom Tov, we're lacking a certain amount of brachas, or even more so on Tainus, like Yom Kippur. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, we can be mashmal the mayor brachas with eating other things. You don't have to eat a lot of them, but it's a little bit of different things to make more brachas. And Yom Kippur, we don't even have that option, but we do have the option of smelling different things. But our kofanim, like we said, this is something special. Shalazal described as something that and the Shoma is nene from. And it's amazing because of the tiny particles in the ear that are floating around, and Hashem made it that our noses can be coiled, the smells attached to mucus or whatever is in our nose, and we could discern billions and possibly trillions of different types of smells. Tremendous amounts. If Hashem wanted us to have all these experiences, glad to be met. Like we're saying, this is the idea of the bracha. The bracha is to take something, and here the case of the smell.
Kol halashon.
That's really something that I really don't have any need for. It's just something that I enjoy. And just transforming it from something which is just an act of enjoyment to an act of recognition. This is something Hashem created special for me. Strengthening my appreciation of how Kodesh Baruch Hu goes out of his way, Kavli Yochel, to make life pleasant for us. And like you're saying, specific to Kodesh of Reah, smelling is something specific to mankind, that we're able to enjoy it, the experience in itself, without any other necessary purpose. I just want to add one thing that in the Beit HaMikdash they brought the Keteros. The Keteros is also a sacrifice of Reach. It was different than the other Korbanos. Other Korbanos were taking also things that are edible, either meat of the animal or the flower offering, the bird offering, oil, wine. This is different than all the Korbanos. And the Chazal say tremendous things about the Keteros. It says the Keteros protects us from plagues and from all kinds of different diseases, deaths. Like we saw last week's parsha, that Aaron went with the Master Keteros and stopped the plague that was killing Klal Yisrael after the fate of Korach. It says it's a tremendous kapara, the kavos that causes Bovu. And there's an Indian, one could find time to say it. It's a proper thing to say the Keteros. We say at the end of the davening in Shachris. There's an Indian to say the Kabbalah also before Shachris. And it's possible even to say before Mincha, if one has time for it, to say the piece of the Keteros. Like I said, it says that if a person says the Pasha the Keteros twice a day, tremendous shmira from all kinds of matzikim. I saw that Shimshon Pinkus gives a hezbet to it. Chazal say hezbet, he explains the difference. Chazal in a way can understand a little better. He says, more or less, this is also based on the point that we said before. The idea of Keteros and smell is something which is pure hanah. We don't get it. The body doesn't, it's not lacking, it doesn't need it. It's something that's there to give us pleasure. The problem with pleasure is that the Tahara tries to convince us that pleasure is an end in itself. And together with that, that if you do this, you get more pleasure. If you do that, you get more pleasure. Run after different pleasures in the course of your life. Now, the truth is, the Yetzirah is right. Life is here for us to enjoy it. Like we're saying, Hashem gave all these enjoyable things. But it's not as an end in itself. Enjoyment in life is to bring us closer to Hashem, to recognize Hashem more, to make the brachas, and through the bracha, to mamshich his bracha on us, to make that closer connection between us and all the wonderful things that come out of the bracha that happen because of the deep connection between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yetzer trying to make it no. Pleasure is an end in itself. Run after pleasures your whole life. Forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, that's a dangerous thing. This is more than that. That the essence, whenever a person has pleasure, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that this is what he should have now. Hashem doesn't want to have the person have a pleasure, no matter how much he's going to run after, he won't get it. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has unlimited ways of stopping the pleasure. We won't get the item. If we get the item, we won't be in the physical state to enjoy it. There's no shortage of ways to stop it. That's what we have to understand. That if we have an enjoyable, pleasurable experience, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided we should get it. How are you going to say, well, I ran after it, and I went to the store, and I bought it, and I enjoyed it, and I went to the restaurant, whatever I did. That's also because HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed it to happen, and he felt that, okay, this is the right thing for you to have now. Number one, it's an installment, but we should use it properly. It's something Hashem let happen. So it's really all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and his divine plan, complex plan, which we go through the life, the different experience, should go through a life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has plans for us, experience that have pleasure and experience that are the other way around, that are unpleasant. And that's life. We go through the experience of pleasure and we go through the experience of frustration and hardship. But it's all set up by Hashem. The Yetzirah trying to convince us, not from Hashem. You are the one who's producing the pleasure. You work hard, you go to a fancy restaurant, give yourself a sports car, whatever you're doing, a yacht. You did it. It's not true. The reason you got it after 87 days is because Hashem is the one who said, okay, we'll let him have this, or it's good for him to have this, or whatever it is. So this idea of the Ketores. When we're taking something that symbolizes pleasure, pure pleasure, and we're saying we recognize that pleasure is not ours. The pleasure is from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every pleasure I got in my life, and I had in my life, and I enjoyed in my life, was, and will be a gift from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And has a purpose. And when we come to that recognition, that powerful force in our lives, the drive for pleasure, is from Hashem and for Hashem, that is the biggest kapara of everything else in the world. So we put the whole world in the right perspective. And that's the thing that protects us from all kinds of stars. It is a plague. It's something to shake us up. Don't run after your pleasures. Don't think life is all about physical pleasures. Look, you can't take your life itself for granted. Who knows if you're going to survive until another day? But if we don't need that message, because we see that life is not just for physical pleasure. We're supposed to enjoy life, every facet of life. The spiritual side, the physical side, the emotional side. Yes, we are, but not as an end in itself, as a way of appreciating our HaKadosh Baruch Hu and deepening our connection with our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we do that, Nathanami got the tremendous protection for us and tremendous gift to the king. So today we mentioned two ways of doing that. When it comes up, the Birus HaReach, we're enjoying the Reach, but we are relaying the Reach. It's a good smell from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, recognizes it's a special gift that mankind enjoys Reach. Hashem wants us to enjoy it. That brings us closer to Hashem. That Mamshech the Bracha brings down the Bracha to Hashem to us. We mentioned the Derech of also the concept of saying the Ketores. We say one time a day, two times a day, and even three times a day. Wonderful Hanukkah. So you all have a wonderful day.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.